Pat answers or my answers to those questions or anyone's answers. I'm much more interested in you delving into it and seeing what you find. Because anytime you do, you'll find something more real. You'll find something more than you may imagine. So consider that there's much to understand about death that doesn't even occur to us. Whether we think of death as the cessation of everything or whether we think of death as a continuation, we rarely think about the details of what it means that can be assumed. What I would like to say to you, from my own knowing, is that death does mean your eyes don't see anymore, but it doesn't mean you can't see, because eyes aren't needed to see. Death does mean your ears will never hear again. But it doesn't mean you can't hear. Ears aren't needed to hear. Your brain will stop functioning, but it doesn't mean you won't know anything, because you don't need a brain to know. And it's disturbing to me the sense that when I say these things, they're probably hopeful, at least to some people, or soothing, because it's not my intention to soothe you or to give you any hope whatsoever. I'd like to take all hope away. Hope is the idea that things will get better in the future. When I die, I'll go to a better land. A better realm, a sweeter place. Well, that's kind of a childish conception. You don't know that. There's no guarantee of that. I'm not saying you won't, but I'm saying, how do you know? If it's wishful thinking, then that can't take you to anything real. And for most people, it's my sense that that notion is wishful thinking. There's also this idea that I think is very common, that death is a release, that I'll be released and I'll be free, or this body, this physical entity is a kind of a prison, it's a limitation, and death liberates you. I think most of us have some idea like that.